Being the best doesn't guarantee you'll win the business. Having the best sales pitch does. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win. According to the New York Times, we are exposed to an average of 5,000 marketing messages a day. That includes email, billboards, radio, TV, and the internet. So when you do get in front of a prospect, how do you make sure that you don't get forgotten like everyone else? The secret? Tell a story. Let me show you what I mean. Let's say you are pitching medical or health insurance. Most people just pitch their products with the facts. First, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Then I'm going to pitch it as a story so that you can see the difference yourself. So, first version with just the facts. It's very important that even young people have a good medical aid or private health care to cover any hospital expenses that may arise. An illness may be unexpected, and if one doesn't have sufficient funds available, one may be faced with both medical and financial problems. Therefore, everyone should have good medical aid. Not very persuasive, is it? Now I'm going to give you the exact same information, except through the power of a story. Here goes. My friend Howard was fit, active, and just 24 years old when his doctor told him, "You've got cancer." He shook his head in disbelief, not realizing it was about to get a lot worse. "We need to get you into a good private hospital now. How are you going to pay?" his doctor asked. Well, that is when Howard put his head in his hands and started crying. See, as a young, healthy guy, he'd just never seen the importance of medical aid. Fortunately, after many months of treatment, he got better. But to pay his medical costs, he had to sell his flat. 4 years later, he's still living with his parents. He has not recovered financially. The biggest cause of bankruptcy in South Africa today is medical crisis. Which of those two messages is more likely to motivate you to get medical aid? Without a doubt, the second one, right? Why? Because the second one used a story. Stories activate the emotional part of the brain, and people move emotionally before they move any other way. No emotional connection, no connection. Also, notice that in the second story, I didn't even tell you to buy medical aid. You made that decision yourself after experiencing the bad things that could happen if you didn't buy. See, stories are like a virtual reality machine. When we use them to sell, we make our prospects feel what it would be like to use our product, or in this case, what happens if they don't. Now, you get stories from your customers. Find out how they are benefiting from your products. Even if you don't tell a whole story, share a testimonial. That's a short positive comment that they've made about you or your company. Put those comments on your website or under your email. The best advert is what your happiest customers are saying about you. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win, available at all good bookstores. Right now, sign up for my free Pitch to Win masterclass by going to www.justinpresents.com.